It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Kids, I'm going to tell you an incredible story. The story of how I met your mother.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Saget.
Man, thank you. I'll tell you, what a loss. Just shocking.
You know, when you expect someone to pass, like the Betty White situation, no one expected her to die before her 100th birthday. But, I mean, she lived a full, phenomenal life.
You look back at that and you're like, she was almost 100.
Yeah, you know what? She had a great life. And as sad it is, this was a gut punch. This came across last night and I went, oh, my God. Poor Bob Saget. He's 65.
Listen. You know, we try to be hopeful and optimistic, but I absolutely hate this year so far. I'm sorry, I just do.
Well,
I hate 2022. Look at everything all the way around. It sucks.
You're right. It sucks. The weather has been crappy. Plane travel has been crappy. People have died left and right. Sidney Poitier died right after we got off the air on Friday.
I forgot about that. Wow,
that's incredible.
No more legends being lost, please.
No, but kudos, by the way, to the Orlando police or whatever police department was, because they instantly said no foul play, no drugs. They don't suspect it was anything, but, at this point, I'm assuming it was some kind of medical condition.
Jeez.
I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, he's got three kids.
You just never know. I mean, man.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
It really is. It's very, very sad.
So it is sad. And you're right. You know what? Good. Credit to those Orlando authorities to get that out there.
Yeah.
Before all the speculation runs wild, they kind of nip that in the bud. Good.
Because it's usually, you know what, when someone dies prematurely, you always think it's something horrific.
Right.
It's, he overdosed or it was this or it was that. In this case, I don't know. They just said they went to his hotel room yesterday because I guess his wife was trying to get in touch with him or somebody, and they called and they said, could you check on him? And they found him dead. That's horrible.
It is.
Wow. Jeez. But all the tributes are now coming in. John Stamos was the first one to respond, of course, from Full House. They were together for how many years?
I saw that. That actually kind of his little statement. That wasn't even a statement. It was just kind of like, I guess, a tweet or an Instagram. That kind of got to me, honestly.
He said, I'm broken. I am gutted. Yeah. I'm in complete and utter shock. I will never have another friend like him.
Gee.
Sad.
That is very sad. I tell you.
Wow. And I'd say, hey, we got better news for you, but we don't.
If you're looking for good news, you found the wrong place.
I'm sorry.
I was this close. I was kind of torqued off anyway and kind of bummed out last night just in general. So I was this close, and thank God I didn't do it. I was ready to post, happy national I'm in radio, so let me post my selfie with a dead celebrity day. I hate when people do that. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Bob Saget.
Well, let me insert myself into the story. I do the morning zoo in Idaho.
I remember when because Bob Saget has been here numerous times at the comedy club.
Most people have. Anybody that's done comedy has come through here.
And I can remember the first time, and he's been around for years, but he was always so gracious and so kind. But I remember, we'd sit here, we'd talk about Danny Tanner and Full House, and then when he did How I Met Your Mother and how he was with the videos there,
Oh, yeah, America's Funniest
Home Videos. America's Funny. Yeah. He was the first one.
Did that for a long time.
And then I went and saw his show. And I
went,
my God, what happened to Danny Tanner? I was like, whoa.
Wait, Lauren and I saw him once. It was the Improv, but down south. In the marquee, it said Bob Saget. And it had, in the marquee letters in parentheses, he's not Danny Tanner anymore.
Boy, is he not.
He actually never was.
No. And
he was absolutely raw.
He was pretty, whoa. I was like, whoa. I even turned red a couple of times.
And that's what made it so funny, that he was like this squeaky clean TV dad, because he wasn't.
No. But I was just like him, because I'm a clean fanatic. So
isn't
every
that
time
funny?
I see him with a mop or something, or dust rag in his hand, I'm like, that was me. But, we say goodbye to Danny Tanner.
We've got some college football tonight to talk about coming up next. We'll be talking about that. It's the end of the college football season. It's done.
You kids, it's an NFL team taking on a college team. Who are we kidding?
Whoa. How about that?
Which?
Alabama just rolls. I know.
Okay.
I hear you.
I'm going to tell you right now.
No, but which side, though, Jen? Which one's the NFL team?
Yeah.
Which way are you getting?
You really got to guess.
I'm just saying. Georgia's been pretty good.
Because you picked Georgia. They're going to get their butts kicked from one end of that field to the next tonight. You can't tell me that Alabama isn't like an NFL team. They play better than most NFL teams. Come on.
No, you're not kidding.
I know. I would love to see Georgia win, actually, but I don't think so.
A consistent machine. You got to give him credit. It's
what did
wild.
You say? Never bet against Urban Meyer. What is his name? Not Urban Meyer. Nick
I'll
Saban.
Bet against him every day of the week.
Thank you. So will I. wrong coach.
Maybe even Nick a bar of college girls would bet against him.
Bet against Urban in life.
Yeah. Sorry, Alabama fans. Nick
so
Saban.
We'll be sprinkling that in throughout the morning as well. Coming up next, though, boy. When you've got a Supreme Court justice now lying to the American public about COVID numbers, there's something. It feels like it's coming to a head, but they're all being revealed as absolute, complete, total liars. Caught red-handed, too.
But how does the Supreme... You know what? You hold a Supreme Court justice so high.
Apparently not.
Wow.
Because she can't be that stupid.
Well, no.
To come out with that. She was... Can't be.
Wow.
We got that and... the CDC director covering for her. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. Good morning, Karen. Welcome to Monday. Got some news coming up. 6:30.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Where do I start? Bob Saget dead in Orlando.
It's
you
terrible.
Got 95 all tied up with a major wreck, and you got Djokovic arrested in Australia.
It's a rough
Did he
day.
Did really get arrested? I thought they gave him the okay to play.
I don't even know what's going on. Let me leave that for another time until I get to the bottom of it. But, so 95. I drove by this, and it's
rough.
It's rough. Yeah. It's rainy. It's slick. There's poor visibility. Use caution. So this happened shortly before 5.
Hmm.
It's a tractor trailer southbound approaching Lantana, and it jackknifed. And then it hit the median guard wall, and the concrete went flying. So northbound cars got hit with the concrete. So there's at least 7 of them on both sides of the road there with concrete chunks in the middle of the road.
That's what it was, 'cause I drove past that too going northbound. I didn't know why the northbound bound cars would be related. I didn't know if it was related.
Yeah, it is. So you'll see it's just a major mess. So
sure
don't take 95 in the center part of Palm Beach County this morning. Go ahead and take Congress Military Lake or the Turnpike as an alternate. Then we're coming up.
Yeah, southbound's definitely a mess, that's for sure. Thank you, Karen. Not the best news to start off the day, that's
Jeez.
For sure. 6:30 newscast coming up. News Talk 850 WFTL. It is the South Florida Morning Show. Good morning. There's Jen. There's Diener. I'm Bill. And I just, I don't know. I just shake my head.
We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, and many on ventilators.
Okay, that's not just a misinformed lady that you ran into at Publix. That's a Supreme Court justice who is... One of two possibilities, and there are only two possibilities, is really absolutely that clueless and that misinformed, or is a flat-out liar. That's Judge Sotomayor, and she's got to write the write-up on this decision about a federal mandate.
Yeah, well, it's because, you know, states challenged that mandate, including Florida, so it's also not only the states' challenge to the mandate, but it's the federal government saying you got to get it, you know, Joe Biden saying you got to get a shot, and he's mandating it for everybody who has a business of 100 people or more, you have to be vaccinated. So it's not only the people doing it and companies, but it's states. And she goes and says that.
Okay, here it is again.
We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition.
No, we don't.
No.
That is factually not correct.
Isn't
this is
sad?
A Supreme Court justice who was able to say that. Even, you know, the fact checker PolitiFact, you know, which is really biased to, even
right.
They said 100% false. That's just not right.
Yeah.
And there are people who believe that now because of it. So this goes to the CDC. They're all connected. Rochelle Walensky is on all kinds of major media outlets over the weekend. She was on with Brett Baer on Fox to start it all off. And absolutely, completely dodged the question. Completely covered for this misinformation.
We can find from Friday suggests there are fewer than 3,500 current pediatric hospitalizations from COVID-19. Is that true?
Yeah, but, you know, here's what I can tell you about our pediatric hospitalizations now. First of all, the vast majority of children who are in the hospital.
Okay, didn't.
She just ignored it.
She dodged it.
Yeah.
She absolutely dodged it.
She just keeps going like that.
And she won't even answer the question now about what about these death numbers? That can you trust any of these numbers?
Do you know how many of the 836,000 deaths in the U.S. linked to COVID are from COVID, or how many are with COVID but they had other comorbidities? Do you have that breakdown?
Yes, of course. With Omicron, we're following that very carefully. Our death registry, of course, takes a few weeks to collect. And of course, Omicron has just been with us for a few weeks, but those data will be forthcoming.
You don't know. And if you do know, you're lying.
Yeah. Then how come Sotomayor said there's 300,000 kids on ventilators? I'm thinking, how did she find that out if you don't know? I don't get it. I told you that Rochelle Walensky, how she's head of the CDC is beyond me. How Fauci is head of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, beyond me.
Who is it pulling the strings? Who is it that gets a Supreme Court justice to say 100,000 kids are sick, seriously sick with this? Who is it that put an obvious puppet in Walensky, who will cover for these people, in charge of the CDC? Who's behind all of this? Really? This, at some point in time, it may take decades, have to find out who's pulling the strings.
It's kind of scary is what it is. And it's so they can scare the crap out of people and keep you locked down and with a mask on. I'm trying to think of where I was the other day. They wouldn't let me in the store without a mask on.
Oh, yeah, it's worse
than
before.
I was like,
whoa,
holy cow.
I run into that, too.
And I didn't even have a mask. I was like, I don't have one. So they had to give me one.
And then her media tour, Walensky, that is, continues. She's on with Wolf Blitzer on CNN. People have been banned from social media for saying exactly what she said. They just had the information correct beforehand. They're saying out loud now what everyone has known for months, I mean literally months, that the vaccine, the booster, none of it prevents transmission. It doesn't.
No. Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
We knew that, though.
Yeah.
And you silenced people that said that they knew that. Everybody knew this.
And you said they were liars. And then you shut down their Twitter accounts or their Facebook accounts or Instagram, whatever the social media they were saying it on. And now you willingly admit it. It's every day. It's you're right. Who's pulling the strings? Because somebody's saying, okay, these are our talking points today. You know, when it comes to Congress, we think it's Nancy Pelosi. But when it comes to medical stuff, who's doing it?
I don't know.
Somebody's telling Fauci and Walensky what to say.
I don't know. China? I don't know. But they're not telling the truth. They're just not. Sorry. They're not. They haven't from the beginning. They can't confirm any of these numbers. They can't confirm anything about the vaccine they told us. I don't get it. Maybe you've always heard that Big Pharma really is that powerful. Maybe they're way, way, like 1,000 times more powerful than we've ever heard. Like they control CDC directors, Supreme Court justices, governors, senators,
scary?
Presidents. Maybe that money really does control everybody. It's that deep. It might be.
It could very well be. It's got to be somebody with a lot of money and a lot of power. That's for sure, because they are running everybody else. There's
it's
no
more than just
it.
The media, too. It's wow. The media is just a tool that they use. All of it. You got a Supreme Court justice flat out lying?
Well, and after she said that, how do you think she's going to rule on this mandate? Of course she's going to come back whenever she comes back after she writes her little, script there and say, oh, yep, you got to get vaccinated. So they'll force mandates across the board.
And they're justices. They don't have to correct themselves, like, at all. They throw that out there. Half the country believes it, and they roll with it. Yeah. And that affects policy. As a Supreme Court justice making a policy opinion. What?
Isn't that amazing?
What's happening here?
And she's got wrong information, and she just keeps on, selling that wrong information. So now if you ask anybody, they're going to say, oh, 500,000 children are dying because they're on ventilators.
Right.
Well, no, they're not.
Right. And run with it.
And for Walensky to say she didn't know, that's a crock, too. You know, she knows. They keep full contact of what's going on in this country.
Believable.
Follow you left and right.
Well, we'll give you the latest news. And you're right, Jen, that Orlando has done a great job clearing up misinformation about Bob Saget. I'm glad they did that, too.
Thank goodness.
Yeah,
because
right.
I would have been really, really upset because everyone would have speculated something.
And how about a feel-good, an amazing rescue story from L.A. cops. Listen to this. Guy crashed a plane onto the train tracks and pulled him out right before a train hit the plane.
That's amazing. It really is. I just watched the video again. It's incredible.
Sounds like a cartoon or something.
It does.
Get some audio from that, too, and it's all coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. Thank you, Steve. Captain WFTL.
Jeez.
Hey, you know what? He brings the energy. I don't hate it. I don't hate
him.
It.
Gotta love him.
The South Florida Morning Show. There's Jen. There's Diener. I'm Bill. Kind of a rough start to the day. I'm sure you heard this in traffic multiple times. Karen's talked about it too, but 95 southbound in Central Palm Beach County is just a mess. It was a big tractor trailer overturn and ugh.
You know what we're all missing here, though? And I thought about this because the tractor trailer hit the median and then jackknifed, mm-hmm. but it hit that wall and the wall, I guess, splintered and chunks of concrete went into the northbound lanes.
Man.
He didn't go through the median wall.
Wow.
It stopped him. So
I guess it did.
Stop a tractor trailer. Granted, it did some severe damage and it's causing a nightmare. But can you imagine if it had gone on the other side?
No.
It would have been 20 times as horrific. So.
I drove by that going northbound. I saw the emergency trucks, but I didn't see any concrete on the road. But thankfully.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Can you imagine?
Did you get hit by that?
Oh, no. No. Thank God. Nobody's. I don't think any was killed, were they? In this tractor trailer? I don't think so.
I don't know. We're just dealing with the traffic mess right now. Now, can you imagine even witnessing this? And boy, if this doesn't show you that the first responders and police officers are vitally important to society. In California, in L.A., a section of L.A., happened yesterday afternoon. It was a small plane incident, and the pilot had to land. I guess it was basically a crash landing. Had to bring it down onto some train tracks, thankfully near a police station. Cops come running out, pull the pilot out right before, I mean seconds before, a train comes by and hits the plane on the tracks.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
It's like that, what was that movie, Final Destination? You know, they all cheat death at like the last second.
This is like that.
This is exactly what this was like. The guy, the pilot, looks unconscious. I mean, he's pretty banged up when they're taking him out of the crashed plane.
I mean, they dragged him out.
And they drag him out, and then the train comes and just goes boom and slams into this little Cessna. I'm like, whoa.
Listen to this.
They're like 20 feet away from the tracks. They're pulling this guy out, screaming, go, go. That's why they're yelling, go, 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 because somebody's just a train coming.
That sounds like a movie production.
Yeah, it was no production. It was real life. And fortunately, the guy's going to be okay. But you know what? You don't think you need police officers. There's case in point. This guy would have been smooshed. No doubt about it.
He's one of the officers from the LAPD, Damian Castro's.
Training experience kicked in, the adrenaline helped, and you know, when things like that happen, you kind of just go and do it. You don't really have much time to think.
And they didn't.
I know. It landed, they say, at the Metrolink Antelope Valley Line train tracks. Wow. It's like, okay. That's amazing, though, that they got that guy out. And I think that's a video that should make it to the blog, Diener.
I would imagine it would. Here's another officer talking about how lucky the pilot was.
I think this guy needs to buy a lottery ticket because he pretty much cheated death twice within 10 minutes.
And he doesn't even know because he was unconscious, I think.
Yeah,
he looked like he was.
He's all banged up. He's got blood coming from his head. And yeah, he's right. He survived the plane crash and then he survived being smooshed by that train coming. Thank goodness for those guys.
But you're right. It's an example to everybody of how important police officers are, firefighter, any first responder, but especially these cops.
Yeah, they save this guy's life. There's another one, and you can go search it on your own, but along the same lines. In Pasco County, right here in Florida, a woman is trapped. This car is totally engulfed in flames. She's inside. Two Pasco county deputies, go in and save her. Pull her out. She's alive because of it. I'm thinking you go into a burning vehicle. It's crazy.
If they weren't there, she's not alive.
No. It's just incredible what some of these first responders do.
They're heroes.
They are. They really are.
Well, obviously everybody in the world knows the sad, sad news now about losing this guy.
I'm the only television father left that you can trust. That's what I'm telling you. I don't wear a cardigan sweater and have a pill dispenser and go, hey, 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 I'm not doing that.
Bob Saget was, I don't know how many people got to see his stand-up, but I thought it was so much better than what he was in Danny Tanner and the TV Jobs, but what a legend.
Yeah, he really was. He passed away yesterday. They found him unresponsive in a hotel room in Orlando, and kudos to the Orlando Police Department or the county or whoever it was that did it, but they immediately put out no foul play, no drugs were found. We don't suspect it was anything other than, you know, maybe natural causes, or maybe he had some kind of medical condition that we were all unaware of. But he leaves behind, you know, three kids, his wife, been married a very long time to the same woman. He was just 65, and it's the age that gets you.
I know.
It's like, whoa. Okay.
And plus the fact that he was just like ever present. You know what I also forgot? I don't know how, because it was on for, good God, how long did he do this show?
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Saget.
America's Funniest Home Videos. He was like the main host for, it had to be over 10 years.
Yeah, I used to watch him all the time. Yeah, he's then he did How I Met Your Mother. He was the narrator. It was like, holy cow. I was like, whoa, all right. He's been around, and he was on tour. He had just done a show the night before at the Ponte, how do you say that, Ponte Vedra? Concert Hall. And he even tweeted about it, said it was an appreciative audience. You guys were great. He didn't realize he did a two-hour show because they were so good.
Wow. Yeah, he had said, just starting a tour, and he had been talking about and tweeted out the day before, or maybe even that day, excited about upcoming tour stops.
Wow.
Man.
That's sad. So sad. And it's the age thing that gets you. It's like, wow. You know, and you're right. Everybody knew him. You go back and you look at Full House.
Yeah.
When he was Danny Tanner. Yeah. He looks like he's 12 years old.
I know.
I'm like, oh my goodness. And then you look at the Olsen twins when they were just little tiny kids. Wow. It's sad. So sad. So rest in peace, Bob Saget. You're going to be missed.
A little college football tonight is a distraction. The college football season comes to an end.
What time is this game on?
Not so frozen tundra of the, what is that, Barn Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana.
How do they pick where the college championship
Money.
Bowl is? It? Oh,
Money.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like every city gets a chance.
No.
Okay.
They don't care about that.
Indianapolis. So it's Alabama takes on Georgia. The last time they met this season, Alabama beat them, right? I do believe.
All right, they did. Uh-huh. Boy, this was the match they wanted, though. The rematch. Oh, my God.
It's going to, you know what? I would love to see Georgia win, but honest to God, you watch Alabama play, they play like an NFL team.
It's a machine. They just keep reloading.
They're amazing. Their bench, as they say, is extremely deep. You know, you look at some teams that, you know, oh my God, it's rebuild season. It's like Michigan was a rebuild for a while. Now they're getting back to where they used to be. But it happens all the time. They don't have any depth. You go through the first or second quarterback, and then you're done for 4 or 5 years. Not Alabama.
Not these guys. Man.
It does say 8 o'clock for the kickoff tonight, by the way, guys.
Is it 8?
That's what it says. Now, whether or not it's actually 8 might end up being like 8:20 by the time they're done with all the pomp and circumstance. So.
Be a lot of pomp.
Yes. Which is great. I love all that. But
I'm always amazed at how many events happen, though. We were joking about it, but in Indianapolis, they get the NFL Combine. They've had a Super Bowl.
They have, yeah.
National Championship game. Why? I mean, obviously the money that they pay, but outside of that,
I always hear...
Not a big destination.
It's not, but for some reason, I always hear from like different reporters who are there and everything how great the facilities are, how great they treat people, everything's organized. So I guess they impress the right people with the way they put all these things together.
It's that Midwest hospitality.
I guess.
Way.
Yeah.
You got Indianapolis.
The owner of the Colts who's a flat-out drug addict who runs that thing. That's hospitality for you.
I don't
Good
know
old
that.
Jim or say.
Good God.
I don't even know who that is, but it's a great little town. It's a nice medium-sized city.
They say they do a great job. I don't know.
I've only been there a couple of times, but it's always been fun.
I just remember any cold weather or colder Super Bowl, all the sports reporters whining that they couldn't golf and they couldn't go outside. Every time I hear an event in Indianapolis, they just nonstop whining and they can't play golf and why isn't this in Miami? And I don't know.
It's always back and forth.
They make a very valid point. You know, just saying.
We got a cut coming up next from the Chicago Teachers Union president. It gives you a really good idea of what we're all up against. These people are clueless.
Well, they're clueless, but unfortunately, it looks like the mayor of Chicago is bending a little, and I think she's bending the wrong way at this point.
Man.
Because they're going to hold out for everything.
Sounds like they are. Alec Baldwin's talking again. Did you see that?
Who cares?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. It's because he's getting a lot of grief.
Yeah.
People All think right. he's lying.
Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Karen's got news coming up top of the hour. We'll try to find some sort of light in the darkness. It's just been a lot of bad news today.
Indeed, there has. Tomorrow is the beginning of the Florida legislative session.
Well, maybe that'll be good.
Yeah, and unlike last year, you can go up to Tallahassee and you can talk to your lawmaker face-to-face. But you need to wear a mask.
Definitely come up to advocate, but make sure you keep yourself safe in doing it.
Yeah. 60-day session begins with a joint session in the House chamber and the governor's state of the state address. Yeah. So that more coming up.
All right. We'll see at top of the hour. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. You want an example? It's a news story here. Let me just go a little off track for just one quick second. Let me tell you what we weed through every single day. We'll give you a little insight and the bias and the corruption in the news. This just popped up. We have a news source called Metro Source. And here's the headline. I'm going to tell you this is exactly what we weed through to try to get you real information. I'm just going to read the headline straight up.
Okay.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will be in Atlanta tomorrow to push for federal legislation to protect Americans' voting rights.
Oh.
Nothing about that except the fact that they will be there is true. It's not designed to protect Americans' voting rights. It's designed to push through voting legislation that would keep Democrats in power.
Right.
And the problem is they run news outlets, and this is the kind of propaganda that gets out there every single day. That and once you see it and once you're aware of what the plan is, you can't unsee it ever.
Right. It's like every headline, it's bait and switch is what it is. They're going to go there. They're trying to get voting laws made by the federal government. So the federal government would run everything. It wouldn't be a statewide issue. However, there are a number of states, our governor saying it'll never happen. So, you know, but they're going to go. Where do they go? They go to the friendly cities, Atlanta. Stacey Abrams is probably going to be waiting for him with open arms. Who's that other guy that he was prominent when they were asking for the recount after we saw the shenanigans that took place in certain areas of Atlanta? And he was like, no, there's been no shenanigans. That John guy, I can't think of his last name. He's still there. So I'm sure he'll be there waiting for him. And whatever they say, oh, they're going to make it easier for you. No, they're not. By the way, they just passed a law in New York City. Did you see this? If you've been if you've been living here for 30 days, you can legally vote.
Oh, the city is going to be lost forever if this happens. And just to back to my point here, the way that they word things is what this is how they change. It's very powerful. It's very effective to push for federal legislation to protect Americans' voting rights. It's flat out untrue. So whoever writes these headlines decides to insert their own opinion on it because they're just running with what they're told to do.
Right.
It's exactly what this is.
Well, it's not a good thing. So hopefully this will. They said, and you know, when it comes to voting in Congress and how things get changed, they say they have to get this filibuster law changed. And hopefully, whenever you hear about the Democrats pushing for a filibuster change, pray it doesn't pass. Because if it passes, then they'll have enough oomph to get this voting law passed. And it'll become a federal issue instead.
And what they want to do when they say to protect Americans' voting rights, here's why that's a lie. Because what they want to do is federalize all elections.
Right.
Make vote by mail mandatory forever, which is the easiest way to fix an election, and to completely take states out of the entire thing. And by the way, never, ever, ever, ever ID to vote is the main goal here, because you can get illegals to vote, and you got instant Democrats, and Democrats would be in power forever. And what the nightmare you just lived through for the past 2 years in America would be life going forward for you, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, and the country's lost.
Yeah, well, we'd be socialist within, I'd say, 4 years.
That's basically what it
is. Yeah.
So no that's why the way they write headlines is so important, and why you got to be able to read through the nonsense.
Yeah, look at all points first. You know what? Just look at both sides first, and then make up your own opinion. You know, Fox does the same thing in the opposite way.
Of course they do.
Somewhere in the middle, you can find the truth. So you just got to look at it and you know, think for yourself. Look at what's happening in Chicago. The Chicago Teachers Union, and Bill, you have said this about teachers unions forever. It's not necessarily what the teachers want.
It's not.
These unions have so much power, and in Chicago, they rule the roost. They're still not going to school. They want. This is what the teachers union asked for from the city before their teachers go back. Each and every day, teachers, staff members, kids, and anybody that's remotely related to any school has to come in with a negative COVID test to be allowed in the building. Every day. Okay, how is that feasible? Number one, let's start there.
And each principal of every school would make the call on whether or not to close their school. It wouldn't be up to an administrator or even a county or the city. It would be their principal.
Yeah. It's
how you think that's going to go?
No. But, you know, Lori Lightfoot, who is the mayor of Chicago, she's in a real tough spot because the teachers unions, the reason she's the mayor, now she's going against him, and now she's starting to give. She's saying, okay, this is what the city will do for you, and this is what they gave the teachers union yesterday. You can do remote learning from January 12th through the 17th, and then after that you go back to in-person on the 18th. What's to say they're just not going to move the goalpost every time?
Of course they will.
And they're going to say we're going to stay in-person learning isn't going to happen until, next year. You know that's what's going to happen out of all this.
It's not about kids. It's not about health. It's about power and gaining more power and taking it away from families and even the city. But here's what we're dealing with here. Well, not us specifically. Here's what Chicago is dealing with. Those poor folks in that city stuck there. Here's their teachers union president.
Hey, everyone's making a hard choice. It's the context of this. Hey, people are making a hard choice about whether to go to the grocery store or not.
Are they really, though?
Really?
Are they?
What is Chicago like? Makes me wonder.
Jeez. And they're up there, and they got their CTU red shirts on, and they're like triple masked, and this hysterical person is up there waving his arms, and it's insane. It's just insanity. And all the crazy people have been exposed during this whole thing. And they have that's how they run the country.
Isn't it sad, though? But you think, if for the one person who says, what are you telling us about this for? It doesn't affect me. Well, if this ever happened across the country, you know, the teachers union here decided to take this stance. What happens to you when you get two kids and both of you work or you're a single parent? What do you do then? So that means you don't show up for work because you can't find a babysitter because everybody else who has a kid in the county is looking for a babysitter as well. And then all of a sudden you miss work. And how many businesses lose 20, 30, 40 people from their employee staff because they're staying home with their kids? It's the snowball effect. It affects everybody.
Everything that happens, every teachers union still affect things in Florida. And if we didn't have if our gubernatorial election had turned out a little bit differently, and that was close.
Yes.
This place would have been a dystopian nightmare.
Oh, dear God.
They all look at these major cities' teachers' unions to see what's going on. They affect everything. They have the power.
Yeah,
for now.
Well, and they still got power in Chicago, that's for sure. I think Illinois is going to be the next state to start moving to Florida.
Yeah, it could be.
In mass.
It really could be.
See you later. Bye.
Well, all the lockdown politicians certainly love coming to Florida, including AOC. But, how soon before she blames the governor for her getting COVID?
Oh, they'll blame Florida. It's our fault. It's always our fault. We know this.
We get that and more. It's next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here.